This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An Afghan election official says the turnout for Saturday's presidential election is unofficially estimated at a little over 2 million voters. Reuters' Matthew Laratunda has more on yesterday's vote.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results won't be released until at least mid-October.
That's Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. Syria is reserving the right to take action if the U.S. and Turkey don't withdraw their foreign forces immediately. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Addressing the U.N. General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Refugee Agency and Libya's Coast Guard say a boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants has capsized in the Mediterranean Sea. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police fired tear gas and pepper spray to break up anti-government protests on Sunday. The clashes in the Causeway Bay shopping district followed another night of violent showdowns with police after weeks of pro-democracy unrest. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Protesters also shone lasers at a helicopter overhead as the demonstrations, which started out peaceful early Saturday, then turned violent. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests, which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days.
That's Reuters' Emma McCarthy. Billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk unveiled the latest iteration of his space company's newly assembled Starship. This rocket is the centerpiece of SpaceX's quest to launch humans to the moon and Mars.
We're faced with a choice. Which future do you want? Do you want the future where we become a space-faring civilization and are in many worlds and out there among the stars, or one where we are forever confined to Earth? And I say it is the first. And I hope you agree with me.
Voting is underway in Austria's parliamentary election. Today's vote comes 4 months after a corruption scandal brought down ex-Chancellor Sebastian Kurz's coalition government. This voter says he's hoping for a stable government that will last 5 years or more. More than 6 million voters aged 16 and up are eligible to cast ballots in today's election. Asian American groups are objecting to the Trump administration's efforts to step up deportations of Cambodians, as dozens of refugees with criminal convictions are being ordered to report to federal officials next week for removal. Asian American activists argue that many of those facing deportation served criminal sentences, in some cases decades ago, when they were troubled young refugees struggling to adjust to a new country after their families fled Cambodia's brutal Khmer Rouge. Off the southern coast of the Philippines, there was an earthquake today that measured 6.4 on the Richter scale. As of now, there are no reports of injuries. For more on any of today's stories, or if you want to keep track of the U.S. election, please visit our website, which is voanews.com. And for news on the go or wherever you are, be sure to download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1.